I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We're getting into the end of the weekend. It's been a fun, long weekend. Hopefully, you had some good times with your family, or you got to enjoy the recreational things of yesterday, 420 style. Always Naked is in studio now. What's up, doing? Y'all?
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Enthusiastic. Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
So we're going to be premiering some brand new material you guys recorded, Always Naked EP number 2.
That's correct.
World premiere tonight, but before we go any further, why don't we go around the room and tell me what your name is and what you do with Always Naked. Where are you from?
I'm Rahul. I play the drums. Yep. I hit the circles. That's me.
Where are you from, homie?
Oh, I'm from, I was born in Alabama. I'm a southern boy, you know.
Nice. There you go.
No, but I'm from Edmonds.
Yep. Hey, how you doing? I'm P-Word Kelly. I'm originally from Walla Walla, Washington.
Okay.
I've been in Seattle for quite a while now.
And what do you do for Always Naked?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I play bass.
There you go.
That's right my on. Job.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Shane Squire. I'm from Whidbey Island. I play the strings. I'm the guitar man.
Oh, God.
You're so smooth.
I'm the guitar man.
My name is Skylar Steffi. I sing in the band and write the lyrics and stuff. I'm from Snohomish, and I live in Seattle now.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, welcome up to the show. Apparently, there is a very awesome local bar, a place that you guys frequent that is playing the show, and all the patrons are drinking and listening to you guys right now. You're like the rock stars of the bar right now. Why don't you give a shout out to them?
What's up, Fifth Avenue?
Hi, guys.
What's up, Rosie? What's up?
What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Tara? Oh.
There we go. Yeah, that's... Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, right on. Well, we have some stuff to talk about tonight, but I wanted to get a bit of the origin story between Always Naked, about Always Naked. So tell me a little bit about how you guys met up. Was it a random Craigslist connection, or were you guys friends? How did this work
out?
You
want to hear the Craigslist story or the real story?
Let's hear it all, man. Whatever's the most entertaining, I guess.
Let's start with Rahul.
Well, we were all just hanging out down at the local nudist colony, down by the canyon, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Just chilling. I started playing some beats on my tummy, you know.
Yeah, I was feeling it. I was like, you know what? Let's just make some music together, guys. Let's just do it.
I heard some plunking from P-Word.
He's going, call ourselves meow, always meow. Naked. It worked out
it
like
just
that.
It really happened.
Doesn't that make sense?
You are always naked. I mean, they are naked right now, and it's kind of distracting.
Dude, that was a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Hi, Dad.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
I want to say December 2017.
Yeah, about like a year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have made quite the moves since for about a year and a half, in the sense that you guys already have a beer that's going to be released in your name, in your honor.
Sure do.
Let's hear about it.
So, my friends down at the Hellbent Brewing Company, I thought it was a good idea. It's a good name for a beer, right? Always Naked Summer Pale.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, we just went in and just had a conversation, and it's been rolling ever since. Coming out May 18th, we're having a release party at Funhouse down here in Seattle. And the beer's going to be all around town. There's probably about 20 places that are already signed up. So
that's awesome.
It's all on draft.
Tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Very tasty.
You guys have tasted it already?
No, we're going in the next week to do a Brewer's Day with our buddy Randy.
Killer.
And they're going to help us out, and we get to, you know, do the hops in the tanks and have all the fun. He said we get to wear cool little glasses, too.
Nice.
I'm going to look adorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. That's our beer that's coming out. It's going to be really fun. We're really excited about it.
I think you might need to wear clothes that day, though. I don't know.
That's a health code violation.
Exactly.
Probably is.
Exactly.
I guess I will.
We'll have to find some clothes for you.
So look around town after May 18th. You should see it on tap.
And you can get it May 18th at the Funhouse.
That's true.
So show up and you can see Plum, Billy the Fridge, Dusty Cubby, and the band that's in studio now, Always Naked. We're going to play a couple songs. Actually, we're going to play the first song from the EP. This is Monster. And tell me a little bit about this. You guys can be the DJs, so you guys can introduce this. Let me have a little bit of a break. Introduce this one.
I'm going to swing that one over to Skylar over there.
Oh, well, I wrote this song to talk to some friends about some situations that they have and what they're going through and how it affects people around them. And I hope that it just speaks to people, basically. I know, terrible, terrible introduction, but...
It's always naked.
Thank you. Put down the bottle. Come into the light. It's Saturday morning. In the past life. Put down the naked. Need you more than you know. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Go. I want to put you down. When your mom comes down, I can't be around. I'm gonna put you down. When your mom comes down, I can't be around. Up and down, up and down. Put it down, down. It's got to hold on you. You can make this right. Take a breath and hold it. It might save your life. I love you so. That's what I need you to know. I love you so. So. I wanna put you down. When your mom comes down, I can't be around. I wanna put you down. When your mom comes down, I can't be around.
Listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Again, that was Always Naked, and they're in studio. It's a song called Monster off the new EP, and you can hear that song live Saturday, May 18th at the Funhouse with Billy the Fridge, Dusty Cubby, and Plum. Are these bands that you chose to play with?
Dusty Cubby is a good buddy of mine, one of the bass player. What's up, Danny? I've known him for quite a long time now, and they're thoroughly entertaining.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to put on a great show. A little pop punk band to warm it up.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Billy the Fridge, to anyone who doesn't know Billy the Fridge, why don't you say a few words to describe what Billy the Fridge does in a live setting?
That guy's the Seattle rapper right now. He's awesome. Just Google search, look at some of his music videos, his YouTube videos.
He's like
millions of hits.
He's like a rapping Andy Milonakis.
Oh my God, he's amazing. My favorite song is Lusty Lady.
Yeah.
Y'all got a Lusty Lady.
If y'all remember that.
Yeah, I remember the Lusty Lady.
It was so good.
The Crusty Lady.
Oh! Pretty
so
much.
You know. So yeah. You know.
I'm familiar. So, yeah, again, they're going to be releasing a beer called the Hellbent Brewing Company's Always Naked Summer Pale. It's going to be available at the show, and it's quite the collaboration. Do you guys know, is it going to be, like, your logo on the bottle, or do you know anything about that?
We're not doing bottles. It's going to be all on draft.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
They have a really cool tap handle that's out there. If y'all seen it, it's a vertical one. They got a little sticker you put on top and it says always naked.
Nice.
Summer pale.
That's awesome. Right on, guys. Well, that's pretty cool. So do you guys have any further goals for 2019, like past the beer and the show and this new EP? What are you guys looking to get into for the rest of the year?
Hey, man, we got together, like we said, December of 2017 or so.
Yeah.
I think we did we estimate about 45 shows we played last year.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
Some to five people, some to like 300. In our first year. We're just trying to keep doing it.
We're just doing it. We just want to let people hear us. I want to sing to people. I want to see all faces.
Just keep taking steps forward.
Hey, man, we just played on Friday night at Fifth Avenue Tavern.
Cool.
Well, we had like, what, 45?
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
It was one of the most fun times we've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, we just keep playing. It doesn't have to be a big show. It doesn't matter. We just want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool to hear because, you know, it's nice that a band will bring the same amount of energy to a big stage as they will just getting on the floor and rocking out with the people in like a sweaty, small environment, you know, basement show or big amphitheater. It's all good.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, the big amphitheater show. I haven't quite been there yet, but.
We'll get there. We'll get there, man.
Just let us know. We got a press kit for you. It's all good.
There you go, man. Right on.
Ready.
Maybe I can pull some strings.
Yeah, thank you, Dylan, for that press kit, by the way.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
amazing. She's been helping us out every step of the way here.
Absolutely.
Nice. I got one of the stock questions for you. I have to ask. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite questions because it can really delve deep into maybe some of your early influences. So I got to ask, even if it's embarrassing, what's the first album you purchased on your own, not the cooler older brother or grandparents that hooked you up with something, but the first album, physical media that you purchased on your own?
Oh my! Someone's got to go first. I forgot the name of the band.
Oh my gosh!
It's a John Mayer "Where the Light Is." It's a
of course it is
live in the Nokia Theater.
Nice. All right.
This guitar player's got a picture of John Mayer with no shirt on
in his bedroom.
In his bedroom,
like right above his bed.
Yeah. His body's a wonderland.
Sure is.
Indeed.
I think mine was "Shinedown." Actually, on a road trip I did with my dad.
Okay.
We bought it at Walmart. It was sick.
There you go.
Nice.
Right on.
My first was Green Day, American Idiot. That was my first CD. My first vinyl, Dookie. Also
nice.
By Green Day.
Yes.
So,
oh, man.
I love you.
A lot of firsts.
Oh, you're so cool.
A lot of firsts for me with Green Day, too. I saw Green Day back, was it like 2000? I saw Green Day, and it was the first time I ever crowd surfed and the first time I ever saw boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so, it's been a life-changing experience.
Yes.
I was about to. I had tickets for Green Day, but it was right after the iHeartRadio meltdown,
yeah.
You know, so they had to cancel that.
Ah, yes.
I was bummed.
Yes, yes, exactly. Hey, P-Word, what about you, man?
Oh, dude.
Think back to the Stone Age. What
so,
is it?
I got the one that I wanted so bad, and I got to get it. With wasn't exactly my own money, but it was. I got Criss Cross on cassette tape.
Nice,
you know what I mean.
I missed the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Criss Cross.
Missed the bus.
Mac Daddy make you want to jump.
The first one I ever purchased on my own was Dookie.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But when I was a little kid, and I got to pick out the record, and I got to get. Sorry, I know it was the one I purchased as an adult, but it was Criss Cross. It's cool.
Hey, I had the Criss Cross t-shirt with the Bugs Bunny and Tasmanian Devil where they're wearing their clothes backwards. I wore that shirt all the time. And then I used to try to actually put my clothes backwards, and people were like,
I did
you're
that.
A six-year-old white kid. This is weird.
I had the Cubs shirt that I put on backwards.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So cool.
Now we're going to start a band doing Criss Cross covers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me and You is the next song we're going to play by Always Naked. Again, they're playing Saturday, May 18th at the Funhouse. Just a couple words. How would you describe your live show, your live experience of Always Naked?
Hey, like Skylar said before, she likes to sing to people.
I like to see their faces. I like you getting have a great close voice. To people. And I want them to get close to me. And I want to have an experience. And I always just have a great time. I always, especially after shows, to like talking to people. And
nice.
Them telling me how much they loved it, and I can see that they loved it. And
you're like, yeah, tell me how good it is. Yeah,
no, I just love it. Like, no, like together, like it's like a whole, it's a very beautiful thing to
it's
me.
A community building exercise.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So right on, man. And you can be a part of that and be a part of Always Naked. You can also get naked, but I'm not going to advocate that because you might get arrested. May 18th exactly. at the Funhouse. Plum, Billy the Fridge, Dusty Cubby, and Always Naked. We're going to play another song. This is Me and You. Introduce it, P-Word.
All right. This song is called Me and You. Ready to listen? Go.
Listening to Loud and Local, and the band that you're tuning into that's here live in studio is what you just heard, Always Naked, and it's very, very cool stuff, so definitely check them out Saturday, May 18th at the Funhouse. You can get a beer that's named after them, the Always Naked Summer Pale, available at the show by Hellbent Brewing Company. You can also see Plum, Billy the Fridge, and Dusty Cubby. It's going to be awesome, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty stoked for that one, huh? You get to drink your own beer.
On stage.
Who That's can complain about that?
Awesome. Right on. So apparently all 50 people that show up to the show, the first 50 people, what's the deal with this?
First 50 people get a little gift from Hellbent Brewing Company.
That's awesome.
Working on what it's going to be, but it's going to be, and you're going to love it.
So get there, get early, get out the door, get in line, because you don't want to miss out.
Yeah, nice. Tickets are pre-sale online.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming up to the show. But before I let you go, before I kick your asses out of here, I got to know, what's your favorite or favorites Northwest bands of all time?
Well, I've been currently listening to Astor House, actually. They're really dope. They're on Spotify. My friend Jenna actually told me to listen to them randomly one night, and I've been super digging them.
So nice. Astor House.
You should definitely check them out.
All right. I will do that. Thank you for the recommendation.
Shano.
Oh, I mean, I know it's a bit of a cop-out, but I got to say, I'm a Jimi Hendrix fan.
Hey, classics, man. He's a legend.
It's what I listened to growing up.
Have you ever been to his monument in Renton?
No, I have not.
It's incredible. It's an awesome gravestone monument. It's gorgeous, so.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
And what about you, P-Word?
Oh, okay. The bands, I mean, obviously, it's got to check out Dusty Cubby and Plum, Billy the Fridge, of course. But I got a band out of Medford called Steak Sauce Mustache.
Yeah. Oh,
so dope.
Oh, my lordy.
They just played Top Knot Fest at the Southgate Roller Rink on Friday.
And we missed it because we had a gig.
Yes. Wow.
So gigs bad. Come first,
but
right?
We saw them live. Their new EP, The Super Woke, is so good.
It's the everything, Super Woke?
It's called Super Woke.
I like it.
Everything I've ever loved in metal, they did it.
It's good. Fun. It's yeah. fun. It's goofy, but it's actually super talented stuff. It's it's
super
rad,
tight. So. Yeah,
yeah, it's good.
Right on. And how about you, man?
For me, it's between Sunny Day Real Estate and yes. Soundgarden.
Ah, two greats. Yes.
Yeah, two great bands, two great drummers, two great vocalists. You know, two great everything. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And two bands that start with S.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, Always Naked. Catch them Saturday, May 18th at the Funhouse. And get one of their beers, the Always Naked Summer Pale. Who do you guys want to thank or shout out? Or how can we, you know, get
I'll
in touch
start.
With you guys?
I want to say thank you to Dad because I recorded all those songs on the bass that he bought me.
Nice.
That's awesome. Hi, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been coming out and supporting us at every show. And hope to see you at the show on May 18th.
Nice.
I want to say thank you to all my friends, because most of my friends aren't 21. So when they do come out, when they do come out to our few shows that they can come to, it means a lot to me.
I bet. It's nice to see people who are like, yeah, people my age, woo!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just thanks to everybody that comes out. Thanks to my mom and my dad, because they're cool.
They are cool.
Thanks for listening,
they
guys.
Made you.
Yeah, Mom, aww. I know you're listening right now. Hi, Mama Word.
Mama Word.
Mom Word.
Mama Word.
Yeah.
All right, we got Dust off the Always Naked EP number 2. Who wants to introduce it? Do your job.
Again, me?
Yeah sure.
Again,
whoever wants to do it.
All right. Song's called Dust. What's up?
Always you're Naked.
Yeah.
Check them out. May 18th at the Funhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.